in the border. We had you on the highway. He was flying from one of these rural areas that do not have many flights. I'm joking, but of course she's landing at 9 and therefore she's going to join us a little bit late. But we welcome you. Let me also welcome the department led by General Mavundla, yes. Major General Mavundla. The members of the portfolio committee and all of us to this meeting. We do believe that today we probably are going to get a report from CETA that says there is progress. I do want to inform you that we are soon getting lobbied by a view that says you're not assisting the department in as far, or departments in as far as IT is concerned. And we hope that we're going to get a report that says no, it's not like that. Before I move on to issues relevant to today's meeting, I want to inform members and also remind them that the Minister of Police, Honorable Nathi Mthethwa, announced that 2012-13 is a year for the detectives. And we then have decided that maybe as the portfolio committee, we have to do something in ensuring that that message goes out there, but maybe something else happens. We have decided that on the Wednesday of the 5th of September, we have something like you like it, a workshop or a symposium or whatever, wherein we're going to invite stakeholders, civil society organizations, might invite academics from institutions of higher learning, anybody that we think is relevant. We might have a panel of experts just to have a discussion on this matter, and probably all of us to have a better understanding as to where the department is moving, but also to advise on that issue. In that regard, we therefore have decided to form a task team that will lead in the preparations, and that task team will be reporting to the portfolio committee on a two-weekly basis up until the end of July and weekly for the month of October. We're expecting that that task team to brief the committee on what it thinks should happen on the 5th of June. Yes, 5th of June. That is the first report from the task team to the portfolio committee. Will have to come on the 5th of June. Members of the task team will be honorable. The convener will be Honorable Annelies, together with Honorable Bobby, who will be a member, Bobby Mochumi, Honorable Ramatlakana, Honorable Stebe, the Portfolio Committee Secretary, researchers, and they will invite one member from the ministry. In our view, that week will be a committee week, and therefore we can have a full day to ourselves just dealing with this matter. We have a picture of something where even the minister will be invited. and of course the department will definitely have to be part of that, and all of us, like I've said, any other person. So they will brief us on what will happen. Members of the portfolio committee will feel free to make submissions and suggestions so that the day is a successful one, but also we all benefit from that day. The second issue which I just want to make comment on is with regards to the matter that is in the public domain regarding General Mdluli. I can confirm in this meeting indeed that the acting national commissioner did send a letter to General Mdluli and General Lazarus informing them about his intention to suspend them. I just want to further mention the fact that this happened. In fact, the letter was signed by him over the weekend as he was not going to be in the country on Monday. So it's not informed by the decision of, I don't know which civil organization which took the matter to court. At the time, he was not aware of that. I just want to mention that indeed this is an internal process which the department is embarking on. As a portfolio committee, we will await the outcome of that process. I want to remind members that as a portfolio committee, we, and probably different parties, we assured the national commissioner of our support in whatever decisions that he's going to take. He made a comment that issues related to the misuse of Secret Service funds date back to the time before General Mdluli was appointed. But there might be other serious issues that are involved in that section. Some, they include support of things such as Boremach. So it's a lot. It's a package of debt that has been allowed to go unchallenged. We will, as a portfolio committee, be interested to know as to what else has happened. As you will know, when Mdluli was shifted from crime intelligence, the acting national commissioner then took over to head that program. And it is in that spirit that some of these things are coming up. And we support him in investigating not only the misuse of the funds, which of course is serious, but also the anything else that has been allowed to happen within that section of the department. At a particular time when we think it is okay, and it will probably provide the portfolio committee an opportunity to get more information, we will indeed consider inviting the department to come to the portfolio committee, be it the national commissioner or the minister, to come and brief the portfolio committee. For now, we believe that so many things are unfolding and may not be the opportune time to brief the portfolio committee. But the chairperson, on behalf of the portfolio committee, is consistently getting informed on the developments in this matter. Our meeting today is with CETA. We do believe that the CETA is going to take us through its presentation, but also over and above that, will be able to provide us with clarity as to whether it is able to deliver. At some stage when we met with CETA, I think the other year, issues that were raised and recommendations that were made by the portfolio committee, I think that the CETA will be able to respond to them. I just want to know if CETA in fact could give us clarity on a project involving smart shells worth 289 million rand, which had a profit of 40%, which had been added into that price. And I understand it is part of PCM. If one could probably be briefed on that one to know, I know for a fact that probably we're going to have rollovers on that one, but one would want to know as to whether it is the nature in CETA or of CETA that you actually charge 40% profit when you are to render services to the department, and how did this happen? As you respond to some of the questions, can I also inform members that I might probably request to leave the meeting before it ends, for I have other commitments. But over to Sita. Thank you.
To the Honourable Chairperson, Ms. Chirkunga, and to the Honourable Members of the Portfolio Committee on Police, greetings to you. We are here to present on a briefing by CETA on its strategic plan and budget for 2011-2013 regarding the services we provide to the South African Police Services as per the request. I'm here as Dr. Daniel Mashau, who is a General Manager for Critical Applications at CETA. I'm supported by my colleague next to me, Puke Muhatlani, from Sister Customer Services. We are also supported by our board member, Mr. Peter Kame. I need to express my apologies, as the chair has expressed, on the chairperson of CETA, of the board of CETA, who is still on her way, and also our chief operating officer, who has just communicated with me that she has just landed at the airport and she'll be making her way towards this meeting. We have prepared a presentation that essentially speaks to the requests we have received from the portfolio committee. I will be taking you through them, and as I trust that all the members have the copies of the presentation. The scope of the presentation will essentially be looking at some critical elements. One of them is we'll be talking about the context where we find ourselves right now at CETA, the focus for CETA as a prime systems integrator, the prime system integrator value to the South African police services, the initiatives that we are using to deliver the PSI value to SEPs, the programs that we have implemented that support these key initiatives, CETA service strategy, and CETA levels per tier, the proposed classification of each of the CETA IT services per tier, and the projected 2012-2013 budget for CETA services in line with the proposed tiers for SEPs, and the initiatives that are under consideration for implementation within SEPs. In terms of the context, CETA is in its third year and final year of implementing the CETA turnaround strategy. During this period, CETA has sought to reposition itself as a prime system integrator to the public service. CETA is now geared to bring value for money to the business of government through the use of information technology. The focus for CETA as a prime system integrator essentially has five key benefits, which is: one, to reduce the cost of doing business with government; to enable the public service to serve the citizens faster and better; to enable convenience to the citizens through e-services; enable the fight against corruption and improve public sector accountability and contribute towards job creation through supporting the growth of indigenous ICT industry. What is the PSI value to SEPs? The PSI value to SEPs seeks to enable smarter policing through the harmonization convergence of the ICT systems within the police department itself. And secondly, to enable effective and efficient crime investigation, to enable improved accessibility of police services by the citizens through technology. These are some of the initiatives that we have that we are implementing as part of that PSI value to SEPs. One, on enabling smarter policing, we are developing the integrated case document management system that is popularly known as eDocket. We are now in the second phase of the system, having rolled out in the previous financial year to 20 police stations, and the functionality of those systems to date is the ability to scan case dockets, the ability to register and view cases as well as update case dockets on the system, and the ability to add entries to those case dockets and to assign case to a unit or a police. The eDocket backbone has been deployed as stated there in 2011-2012. The following functionalities will be added to the eDocket system in this financial year is to essentially roll out further to 40 additional priority sites as determined by SEPs. This will also include the station commander dashboard, where the station commanders will be able to look at the crime statistics and what is happening in their area and register into an e-statement. Still continuing on this, to enable smarter policing, we'll be rolling out the National Upgrade Program, NNUP, and essentially this is to enable the network to be able to handle the load that is coming in through some of the projects that we are And essentially to run various applications such as the eDockets, CITA has been upgrading the network except determined police stations or sites since 2005, and the progress is as shown below. I trust that since the members have this, they will be able to just go through the numbers that are given there. And again, for 2012-2013, CITA has plans to modernize the SEPS legacy systems as we commence the program to harmonize, to converge the various SEPS systems. Through this initiative, CITA plans to web-enable, or what we normally call webify, the front end of the mainframe-based legacy systems such as the PASS, circulation, CAS, crime administration system, and CRIM, crime investigation system. In 2012-13, CITA plans to deploy an integrated desktop management solution to improve police station efficiency and effectiveness through ICT. Further initiatives, second one, enable effective and efficient crime investigation. CITA maintains 23 systems right now that are used by the crime investigation, crime administration, and the SEPS enterprise resource planning. And thirdly, enabling the improvement of accessibility of police services. CITA plans to consult with SEPs on the possibility of extending the eDocket dashboard that will be available to station commanders to community policing forums and within the realms of what SEPs determines that it will be necessary. In other words, they would not be able to get all the information that is on that system, but only what SEPs will see as the police forums that the police forums might need. Programs that we are instituting a CITA to support these key initiatives are one, the network services. This is essentially to provide connectivity, the hosting services to provide hosting and printing services to SEPS applications, and the applications development and maintenance. This is one program where the eDocket, the ICDMS, for example, is being done in, and maintenance of the 23 systems that SEPS have is being done via this third program that we call application development and maintenance. The other program that we have is transversal systems to provide SEPs with access to movement control system database of Home Affairs to enable the migration of PESAL source code for storage to serve mainframes. Now I'll turn my attention more to CETA itself as a PSI and look at our service strategy. Our service strategy has the following key elements. CETA has adopted a service strategy that seeks to improve the management of CETA services by clients. In terms of this service strategy, all CETA services are graded in tiers with service performance standards of each tier. The service tiers range from bronze to platinum services, and due to the nature of certain services, some services are only provided with a gold service level. And maybe just while I'm still on the slide, I think the big difference between this service strategy and how we have been doing things before, one of the complaints in the past was that CETA was providing its services via resources, in other words, providing resources rather than services. And this service strategy, we are changing from that to where we are now wanting to provide services that are measurable, that clients could be able to have control of, rather than the previous method where we tended to use more resources instead of services. These are the proposed classification of each service. I think I'm going to go through quickly on this one, but I think the critical part of this is to look at what are the applicable service levels, what we are promising now to our clients who receive services from us. So we are saying on this slide, when we are offering network support services, that we will give you 99% carrier provider availability, we will give you 99% carrier provider reachability, 95% of all the calls that are made will be responded within different times. For example, for critical calls, we were saying that 95% of them will be responded within 2 hours. In this case here, for the gold proposed service, all of them are 2 hours, within 2 hours. But for other services, those numbers might be different. And these services, the difference in terms of how we're able to respond to you will indeed impact on the number of resources we have to use to provide you with that service. So, for example, in cases where the critical response time is within 4 hours, we don't have to have as many resources as we will need to when the critical response time is within 2 hours. So the service level will be able to agree on these conditions. And in the terms of the service level, there will be penalties if CETA does not meet those service levels that CETA has agreed with the client. This is, again, the next slide on the gold services, and most of them are 99% on the site router availability, that you'll be able to reach your site and be able to use it. The proposed service, the platinum one, again, 95% of calls, and the critical calls will be responded within 4 hours, and that's on the desktop support, on the decentralized support services. The Peru services will also have 95% of calls to be resolved within the resolution time. Yeah, what I want to say is that we are able to change these numbers, but that will be in agreement with our clients, and they will have those financial implications. But it will not be any more contracting on resources, but it will be more contracting on performance, and that performance will be, one will be able to judge it whether it has been met or it has not been met. Now I'm going to move to directly to one of the requests that came from the portfolio committee, which was on the projected 2012 cost for CETA services. And I apologize for that mistake there, that we have SOR supposed to be cost for CETA services in line with the proposed service grades. This is the total budget that we are proposing to set. Application maintenance services, $235 million. Distributed systems services is 693, and I'm just going to leave it there because I think all the members will be able to just go through it, and if they have any questions on any of these services that we are providing, we will be ready to respond to those requests, to those questions. Finally, I just want to look at some of the initiatives under consideration to be implemented within CEPS in 2012-2013. One of the key ones that we have in terms of in order to reduce the cost of maintaining the CEPS IT devices is generally known as the RIMS systems. That's one of our proposed initiatives for this year, for this financial year, proposed deployment of voice over IP, which will result in approximately 5% savings on voice calls in year one in CEPS. Consolidation of the CEPS network back into the government network that will provide CEPS access to disaster recovery and improve network availability. Establishment of the CEPS-CETA ICT Governance Committee to develop a CEPS enterprise architecture. Integrated security solution. Support for CEPS in the deployment of the war rooms and CETA's task by the DPSA has developed an electronic disclosure, e-disclosure system to enable the declaration of business interests for members of senior management service staff within the public service. And we want to be able to extend the use of that system or similar system based on it in CETS. Thank you. So maybe you have asked about the PCAM tender and the smart cells contract that you mentioned. I just want to say that for those who do not really know anything about it, the PCAM tender is directly between CEPS and the supplier, so CETA is not involved.
So there was nothing from CETA regarding smart shell or whatever. Oh, okay. Can I request that you please find out? Maybe the department is here. Can you tell us something about this smart shell tender, which will probably result into underspending? It has to do with a FSL. It was something like 289 million rand. Our understanding is that CETA had added 40% profit. Even if it is, can we get some clarity on that one?
Madam Chair, I may not have all the details right now, but what I remember about that smart shelf is that it resulted on the underspending because it was queried as to what is it to do with the PCAM also. But I remember CETA when it was discussed with the hosting environment, because it was part of the hosting of the FSL environment. But I can find out and then I'll come back to it. So if the quotation didn't come from CETA, then I would ask, where did the quotation come from?
Can we probably request that during a break time you get more information, and because we will be surprised that indeed I understand the fact that it wasn't signed, but 289 with a 40% interest and coming from CETA, one will be interested to know as to what this is all about. Members, this is the time for asking questions, but maybe before we do that, I don't know whether the department would want to say anything on the presentation, or you probably respond if questions are directed to yourself, but do you want to say something?
Madam Chair, the one thing is that the presentation, we're only seeing it now, and as the other things are related to the proposed, so we will then respond as the questions come.
Just a comment on that. We've asked
year after year after year that Sita and Subs, when they get here, come with a joint understanding and a common understanding in terms of what they are presenting to us. And the committee's got enough work to come to a meeting in which we again find that Sita and Subs have not spoken to each other before this meeting. You know, my immediate reaction to this is it raises the question that we raise year after year: have the service level agreements been signed for the coming year? Has it been signed? You see, that's the point. That's the point. We already into the new financial year. The service level agreements again have not been signed. Last year it was only signed after this committee insisted that they sit and do this. And I don't know how much longer we must continue with this kind of approach. And maybe it's time for the committee to consider what it's going to do about this matter, because it's a repetition year after year. We've got to fight with both CETA and SAPS in terms of service level agreements being signed. They come to the committee, they're not talking to one another before the committee meeting. So the presentations that we are getting are disjointed. Now they want to use the opportunity of this meeting to comment on the new proposals that are coming from CETA as well, which I don't think is the place for it. We're not the negotiators between CETA and SAPS, and they need to sort their house out. You know, really, Chairperson, this committee have so much work to do. If SAPS and CETA can't get their act together, I think the time has arisen for this committee to take some serious action.
Chair, I'm very disconcerted that the CEO and head of finance are not here. I've never actually had a meeting and a briefing where the two people who should be presenting are actually not in the meeting. And I feel as though if we ask anything, we're going to be just told we don't know, because in fact it should be answered by the head of the unit and the chief financial officer. So I don't know. Should we maybe take a break until they get here? Should we do something else? It just seems ludicrous to go ahead without them. I cannot understand why they chose to arrive or not arrive, you know, an hour late for a meeting. Why did they not fly in last night? It's just very odd, and I find it quite insulting. So perhaps we should wait for their arrival.
Chair, I think so. We must wait for them and take it from there. Thanks.
Chair, I think there are questions that we can ask in the meantime, because the point is these are the people that do the actual work for SAPS within CETA. Within CETA as well. So there are questions. I mean, I certainly have got questions in terms of the e-docket system that I definitely want to ask. And unless they can indicate to us that they're not going to be in a position to answer those questions, then they must do it now before we even put those questions so that we can get an idea. Otherwise, we're wasting our time, really. And I agree. It is inexcusable, if you know a meeting starts at 9:30, not to be on time for that meeting with Parliament. I do not blame the Minister of Justice saying that he's going to lobby other ministers to move away from CETA.
As a matter of fact, I would request for now that we probably request our officials to just give us 5 minutes for the portfolio committee to have a discussion on the matter.
Thank you, members. We have to discuss first as to whether we go ahead with this meeting or we close the meeting. We let the department and CETA to go and prepare for the meeting. They come together here, prepared for the meeting, and then we continue. Or we allow members to ask questions on some of these things. I don't know how to handle the meeting because already SAPS is saying they're seeing the presentation here. The issue is that both of them received invitations long time ago, first as part of the program, but secondly, they were indeed informed that both of them must come to the meeting, even in the meeting when SAPS and appeared before the portfolio committee. So even for SAPS to say, we're seeing this here, for me, is serious irresponsibility on their side, because they are the clients to CETA. But for CETA to come here having not found time to have a discussion with their client is a serious omission on my part, I think, on their part, I think. And I'm not sure whether we should continue this meeting, but let me hear from members as to what your views are. Because indeed what is now happening is that we have a department that is not in talking terms or have limited talking and a situation and environment with people that are serving them, the service provider. And they're using these meetings as their platform to come and fight over anything. And I don't know, I think, let me hear what members are saying. Honorable Angie, Honorable Kolabanat, Honorable Gopi, Honorable, in that order, please.
Thank you, Chairperson. I personally feel we should allow them to leave and go and meet and do what is expected of them. Because if we allow them to go on, we'll be sitting again next year with the same problem, especially that they're not doing it for the first time. So I strongly feel they should go, Chairperson. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I think they, first and foremost, the top two people in the CETA have treated this committee with contempt. That's enough for me to tell them to leave. But secondly, to say that SAPS only just received the presentation, there's no communication. These are service providers for SAPS. It just doesn't get better year after year, and I think the time has come to just draw the line in the sand and say, that's it, enough. Throw them out.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, I believe the two speakers have covered me, because I'm sitting here thinking that if SAPS is to respond to whatever, what is it that they are going to tell us? Because they haven't met. So even if they are to respond to whatever questions that we'd be raising, we'll find that they'll be talking across one another, coming from almost the same, because the others are the receivers of the service, the others are the providers of the service. So,
Chairperson, I support the fact that we sent them backing in no uncertain terms, but I think it requires further sanction as well. It's not good enough just to send them backing. I think there needs to follow a letter to both the executive members responsible for CETA as well as for SAPS, as well as to the National Commissioner and the Chair of CETA in terms of what is happening here. We can't just, if there's no consequences for what's happening here, it's going to happen again. And I really believe this, we sent them packing, but it's followed up by a letter from yourself on behalf of the committee to the executive members responsible for these two entities, so that they can also clearly get the message that we are not impressed.
No, thank you very much. Thank you. The Sita CEO is here, and she's welcome. We have taken a decision as the portfolio committee to not to continue with this meeting and to express our disgust as the portfolio committee in the manner in which both SAPS and CETA are conducting themselves. We will never allow a situation whereby this committee is used as a bargaining chamber between the service provider and the client. We therefore cannot allow that to happen. So CETA and the department will go out, will leave today, go and prepare themselves for a meeting with a portfolio committee as a service provider and a client so that they come together knowing what they are here to present. Agree or disagree on other issues, but they shall have met before coming to the portfolio committee. We cannot allow a situation whereby this portfolio committee meetings or a meeting is used by the two of you, CETA and department, as a platform where you can then deal with your differences. That is one point. The second point is that, indeed, we think the portfolio committee will have to write a letter of complaint, both to the department and to CETA, but I think to the minister as well, to say this is happening over and over and over again. We can't accept it not anymore. If the department and CETA are not finding it correct to work together, they must then tell us. Maybe the minister should be in a position to tell us as to whether there is anything called working relationship. What we're seeing here is nothing close to a service provider-client relationship at all. Can I mention as well the fact that when we plan these meetings, there is cost involved for the portfolio committee in terms of time, in terms of money, in terms of people flying in from wherever to come to the meetings. And anybody who takes these meetings as one of those things that can happen anyhow, as a portfolio committee, we take offense. And I just want to say that. We therefore have to, again, close this meeting. We are saying the department and CETA must prepare for a meeting. They must come here having prepared. We have at least 24 IT projects in the annual performance plan of the department. We don't know as to whether these things talk to CETA or they don't talk to CETA, but you're not meeting. So we are therefore expressing our disappointment and probably anger that we again have to come to this conclusion. So this meeting stands adjourned. Thank you very much.